8 games left to go in the season. That is all that is left. And the Rye looking for that critical last playoff spot in the California League here on this Saturday night. Coming up next, it is Game 5 of the 6-game series between the Fresno Grizzlies and the Visalia Rawhide. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Saturday night. And yesterday, the Rawhide evened up the series thanks to a 3-2 win from Visalia, and it was a very, very good pitching performance. The Grizzlies only had one hit in last night's ballgame. It was Braylon Wimmer, the third batter of the ballgame, who would have a hit after that. A no-hitter for 8 innings of work thanks to the combination of Casey Anderson, Edgar Isaiah, Luke Craig, and Alexis Labano, who would come in and shut it down in inning number 9. He would face 4 batters in the frame, including a pair of strikeouts. You look at Labano's 2 saves so far here in this series. Labano has now 5 strikeouts, and he's faced 7 batters during that time. Talking about last night's 3-2 ballgame, let's take a listen back at last night's highlights. Home, and that one's inside, and it's going to hit Tana, and just like that, the Grizzlies are on the board to begin this ball game. It is ball game for the Grizzlies. One out pitch on the way, grounded up the middle, a chance to turn two, and it's thrown away. Corrine going to come home to score on the throwing error, and just like that, they're on it. 0-1 deal to Crisantes, and he lifts it through the left side of the infield. He's reached base safely in 50 straight games. That ball's misplayed by Hopfe in left field. Corrine's going to be waved home. Here comes the relay. It is not in time. For Crisantes, the one-out pitch on the way. That one's hit into left field. Crisantes will be waved home from third base. Hopfe will toss it into second, and the Rawhide now lead this ball game 3-1. 1-2 pitch on the way, swung on, and foul tip, and that will end it. With last night's win, the Rawhide improved to 62-61 overall. And with that, it gives us a chance to take a look at the California League standings here on this Saturday night. In first place, the Lake Elsinore Storm, they continue to match Visalia win for win. They are 35-23 so far in the second half with a 67-55 overall record. Meanwhile, in second place, Visalia, they are 62-61 overall. They have a record of 33-25. They are 2 games back of the Storm. In third place is the most important team to watch out for the remainder of this last week and a half. It's the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They're 31-27, 4 games back of Lake Elsinore, but 2 games back of Visalia. The Rawhide need to keep that 2-game lead if they want that playoff spot 2 weeks from now. Meanwhile, fourth place, the Inland Empire 66ers. They are even in the second half. They're 29-29 on a 1-game losing streak. They find themselves 6 games back. Not necessarily completely out of the playoff picture yet, but they are running out of time very quickly up north out in Stockton. Meanwhile, up in the north, San Jose has a chance to be the first team to clinch the second half. They have a record of 33-29. The scenario goes San Jose wins tonight out at Excite Ballpark. They clinch the second half title, or if Fresno loses, they would clinch the second half title as well. Meanwhile, in second place, it's the Modesto Nuts. They're 26-32, 7 games back. Fresno tied for third place as well with a record of 26-32 as well. Meanwhile, in fourth place, the Stockton Ports, they are 45-77 overall, a record of 19-39 in the second half. And as I mentioned, it will be a matchup between both Stockton and Inland Empire later on tonight, starting at 7:05. A little bit earlier on, it will be a 6:45 first pitch between Lake Elsinore and Modesto. And currently halfway through at Excite Ballpark, the Quakes currently have a 3-2 lead against the San Jose Giants. So next time we check in on the out-of-town scoreboard, we'll likely have an answer for that result in tonight's ballgame. Tonight's starting pitchers between the Rawhide and the Grizzlies. On the Grizzlies side of things, it will be Brian Perez, 5-7 with a 4.32 ERA. He's one of 4 players on this Fresno team with 100-plus strikeouts. Meanwhile, for Visalia, Daniel Nunez, he'll make his 10th start of the year. He is 2-1 with a 2.85 ERA. We get ready to step aside, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch and starting lineups. You watch tonight's ballgame live on the MILB app, and you can listen to Rawhide Baseball for free all season long at VisaliaRawhide.com. Game 5 of the 6-game series. There's 8 games to go in the year. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Enjoy the game, everybody. 7 with 8 games to go in the California League season, and the Ride get ready for Game 5 of the 6-game series between the Fresno Grizzlies and the Visalia Ride. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Saturday night, and as we get ready for this 5th game of the series, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off will be Aiden Longwell, the first baseman. Caleb Hobson will be the center fielder at the 2 spot. Braylon Wimmer will be the shortstop. Then it'll be Blake Wright, the cleanup guy. It'll be Tommy Hopfe in left. And then at the 6 spot, Felix Tana, Tevin Tucker, 7. Darius Perry will return to the lineup batting 8th. And then lastly, Brad Cumbas, the DH, will bat out of the number 9 spot for the Fresno Grizzlies. Daniel Nunez on the mound for Visalia. And he'll get ready for the first pitch of the ball game, and that one is ball 1-1-0. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-411. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the left side. And the count now 1-1. Daniel Nunez has moved into that starter role ever since Caden Grice went down with an injury earlier this summer in about mid-June. The pitch on the way, that one sent into center field. It'll be the first hit of the ball game. So Fresno continues to get hits early in these ball games, and that is their first hit since inning number 1 of yesterday's ball game. Rawhide pitching had combined for 8 hitless frames between the combination of Edgar Isaiah in yesterday's ball game alongside Luke Craig and Alexis Labano. So now with the runner on first, it brings up Caleb Hobson to the plate. Caleb Hobson, a guy who's batting 247 with 5 home runs and 34 RBIs so far on the year. Nunez's pitch on the way. He lays down a bunt. It'll be scooped up by the third baseman, Rojas. He'll toss to first base in time. So there's now one down here in the inning, but the bunt will advance the runner over to second base. Well, now we get a chance to talk about Daniel Nunez so far here in 2024. Daniel Nunez started the year off in the Arizona Complex League so far this season, 2-1 with a 2.85 ERA, 60 innings of work so far for Daniel Nunez. First professional year in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Nunez will stare down Wimmer, the pitch home, and that one's on the outside corner. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Braylon Wimmer batting .286 with 14 home runs and 63 RBIs so far on the year. And now that one is low and in the dirt for a ball. The count now 1-1. You talk about those numbers from Braylon Wimmer, a guy who leads several major categories throughout the California League. It's the fourth highest batting average in the league. Those 14 home runs is also tied for first alongside Eman Vargas and Luis Swisbell. Swisbell with the Modesto Nuts, and Eman Vargas we saw last week with the Inland Empire 66ers. Braylon Wimmer also 63 RBIs on the year. That is the seventh most in the California League. One ball, two strikes with one away. Here's the pitch from Nunez, and that one sent into right field. It's dropping quickly, and it'll land in front of Angel Ortiz. And just like that, runners on the corners here for the Grizzlies with one down here in the top half of inning number one. Third baseman number 10, where is Malaka at? They got Daniel Nunez on the mound, who's had 63 strikeouts on the year and only 10 walks. You look at his first three games in the Arizona Complex League, a 7.20 ERA. His first game of the year was on May 6th with the ACL D-backs against the Giants, where he went two innings of work, four hits, and no earned runs. With one down here in the frame, Nunez will stare down the right-handed batter, Blake Wright, a former Clemson Tiger, and he'll take that one upstairs for ball. The count now 1-0. Blake Wright had back-to-back games with a home run before yesterday's ball game. He saw Wednesday and Thursday home runs in his first two at-bats of the game. Pickoff attempt over at first. Not as successful. Blake Wright so far in his early career with the Fresno Grizzlies, batting .387 with two home runs and 10 RBIs. 1-0 with one away. Upcoming pitch on the way from Nunez. And that's a breaking ball swung on and missed. And a throw over to first base is a low throw, but had to be picked out by Ben McLaughlin. And McLaughlin has been a very good addition to this Rawhide team over at first base. His ability to pick has been so good this season. You also take a look at Kenny Castillo, who's back behind the plate for the first time in three games. Last time he was behind the plate was on Wednesday night. Tuesday and Wednesday, he was Rawhide's starting catcher. Over the last two games, it has been Adrian DeLeon. So Blake Wright will get ready to step back into the batter's box in a 1-1 count here with one away. Pause here from Nunez, trying to get a double play to get him out of the frame right now. Ground ball, it is picked up by Torin. It is bobbled. He's going to throw to first base. That one's going to get away. So an inning-ending double play turns to nothing, and it's just like in yesterday when Fresno had a chance to get out of the third inning on a 1-6-3 DP, and instead the starting pitcher yesterday, McCade Brown, tossed it into the dirt. He got into outfield. Visalia scored their first run of the night. And now an error against Torin will allow Fresno to get the first run of the night. You don't see Torin make too many mistakes on a routine ground ball like that. And just trying to speed up the process, he did have to come in, so he would have had to pick up and throw back behind him. And you wonder if just trying to think too fast about the play, rather than letting it happen in the moment, results in the first Rawhide error of the ball game, a team who played errorless baseball in last night's ball game. With one down, the pitch on the way from Nunez, and that one's in there for a strike. It is 0-1. First and second here for the Fresno Grizzlies. Nunez will get ready for the pitch to Tommy Hopfe, who's playing in his third game in a Fresno Grizzlies uniform. Hopfe had his first professional hit two nights ago on Thursday night. On a ball game that he hit a double into left center field, he tried to stretch it over to three. However, he would be gunned out on the combination between Drew Jones, Yancel Luis, and Ruben Santana. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one's bounced in. And Kenny once again quickly getting up and thinking about tossing to first base before he says, you know, hold on to the ball. Kenny looking very aggressive to start this ball game behind home plate. Trying to take advantage of this Fresno team. Trying to force them to make mistakes on the base paths. A team who has 178 stolen bases. That is the second most in the Cal League. The third place team, the Visalia Rawhide, with 169. 1-2 pitch on the way to Hopvee. And that one is upstairs for a ball. The count now 2-2. Hopvee at yesterday's ball game, an 0-3 night for the Fresno former state Bulldog. 2-2 with one away. Upcoming pitch on the way from Nunez. And that one is inside, strike three. And that is the first punch out of the ball game for Daniel Nunez. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Watch the replay here from Daniel Nunez. Right above the knees for strike three. So now a two down here in the frame. It brings up Felix Tena to the plate. Tena so far this season batting 240 with five home runs and 55 RBIs. Here comes the deal home, and that's a swing and a miss. Count now 0-1. If you're just now joining us, Fresno already an early 1-0 lead. All five games of this series, they have been the first team to score. And last night, it was in inning number one as well. 0-1 with 2A. Upcoming pitch, runners in motion, swung on and missed. Throw down to third base. The tag is not in time. So it's going to be a stolen base for Braylon Wimmer.
What?
And now Kenny Castillo having a word with the home plate umpire, Caleb George. I think he thought there should have been an interference call right there. You see on that back half of the swing, trying to throw down to third base, and now manager D. Gardner is going to make his way out to the mound. Here's another look at the replay. And Kenny having to throw over the top of that bat. And you see right there, his hand right near that bat. So now D. Gardner's trying to put in the claim that that should have been a batter's interference, and as a result, that stolen base wouldn't have battered, and it would have been the end of the inning. So D would get his point across before walking back over to the Rawhide dugout, trying to keep this a one-run ball game. No balls, two strikes, a two-way. A runner at third now in the form of Braylon Wimmer. Blake Wright is at second. Daniel Nunez will stare down Tena. 0-2, a two-way. Here comes the deal home. Swung on and missed, strike three. And Daniel Nunez has his second punch out of the ballgame, and he strands two runners on base. We head to the bottom half of inning number one. We'll see the Rawhide offense for the first time when we come back. Grizzlies 1, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Anderson Rojas!
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Anderson Rojas will lead things off here in the bottom half of inning number one. Anderson Rojas, Christopher Torin, and Demetrio Crisantes, 1, 2, and 3. We'll go through the rest of the Rawhide order here in just a moment. On the mound, Brian Perez, the 1-0 deal on the way to Rojas, and that one is in there for a strike. They count now 1-1. This is the 68th game this season that the Rawhide will have to play from behind first after the Grizzlies scored the first run of the ball game. It is now five straight games, as I mentioned, that the Grizzlies have gotten on board first in this ball game. So nothing unusual for the Rawhide here at the moment. One ball, two strikes, and no outs. Here comes the deal to Rojas as he fouls that one off to the left side, up and out of play. Foul ball brought to you by Vision Glassworks, your local auto glass specialist. 1-2, no outs. The upcoming pitch on the way to Rojas, and he has a slide out of the way of that pitch, and the count is now 2-2. Brian Perez, we'll talk about his numbers, but they've been very impressive so far this year. One of four different players on this Fresno Grizzlies team with over 100 strikeouts. So far this year, 111 punchouts for Brian Perez. The 3-2 pitch on the way to Rojas. Hard hit ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by Aiden Longwell. He'll step on first base himself. One down here in the inning, and we go through the Rawhide starting order. Anderson Rojas leads things off. It'll be Christopher Torin at the two spot. Demetrio Crisantes will bat third. Then it'll be Angel Ortiz, the right fielder, batting cleanup. Drew Jones will be the center fielder at the five spot. Then it'll be Ben McLaughlin, sixth. Kenny Castillo, 7, Modifi Marte, 8, and Jefferson Pena out of the number 9 spot. With one down, here's the pitch to Torin, and that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike, 0-1. A late scratch today for Yancel Luis. It's the second straight day where he's been scratched dealing with a knee issue at the moment, so hoping to see Luis back by next series against Rancho Cucamonga. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-2. You look at the importance of that series next week. The magic number at 7 at the moment, with now 7 games to go after tonight. And Torin thought about it for a moment, but he's able to hold off, and the count is now 1-2. Rawhide currently have a 2-game lead over the Rancho Quakes, who are currently in the 6th inning out at Excite Ballpark in San Jose. 1-2 pitch on the way to Torin. It's a breaking ball that misses outside for a ball. The count is now 2-2. Talked about that ball game going into the 6th. It is a Rancho Quakes team who currently leads 3-2 against the San Jose Giants. 2-2 pitch on the way, and Torin just gets a piece of it and fouls it backwards. Also an important game out there in San Jose, and the fact that if the Giants win tonight, they will clinch the second half title. And that would be the playoff spots would be set up in the north, with the Modesto Nuts winning the first half title and San Jose winning the second. And now Torin has struck out on the outside corner. And there's now two down here in the inning. Bram Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. Talking about Brian Perez, he's 5-7 with a 4.32 ERA. Look at that so far on the year. 100 innings of work with 111 strikeouts, 49 walks, so the century marker in both innings pitched and strikeouts on the year. A two-out deal on the way to Demetrio, and he has a quickly slide out of the way of that pitch. It's now 1-0. Talk about those strikeout numbers from Brian Perez. He's tied for the fourth most in the California League, with Inland Empire's Barrett Kent currently in first with 123. Other players in front of him, Josh Bostic with the San Jose Giants. A 2-0 deal on the way to Crisantes. Fouled off to the left side. Josh Bostic with 117. Isaiah Cope with Fresno, 116. And Roque Gutierrez with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes with 111. Two balls, one strike with two-way. Upcoming pitch on the way to Demetrio, and he grounds that one slowly over to shortstop. It'll be picked up by Wimmer. His throw is offline, but a good recovery by Aiden Longwell to apply the tag, and the inning will come to conclusion. Brian Perez goes three up, three down in inning number one, and at the end of one inning of work, Fresno 1, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. Joe Gonzalez with you here on this Saturday night, final night regular season game of the series and of the season, with tomorrow night being a 12:05 first pitch right here at Valley Strong Ballpark. It'll be the righty Denny Lorando on the mound for the Hyde. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one's going to hit the back of Tevin Tucker, so a leadoff base runner here for the Grizzlies.
18, 1-8, 1-2-8, 1-8, 3-0-1, and 1-8, 6-7-3.
Take a look there at Daniel Nunez after the hits batter. We talk about his last outing against Inland Empire last week. 5 1/3 innings of work. There's the numbers once again. A 2-1 record with a 2.85 ERA. 60 innings of work with 63 strikeouts and only 10 walks so far on the year. Going back to the outing last week against Inland Empire. That pitch on the way, it's in there for a strike, 0-1. 5 1/3 innings of work with 5 hits and 3 earned runs in that ball game. 5 strikeouts for Daniel Nunez in that outing last week out at San Manuel Stadium. Upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way from Nunez, and that one's high. Kenny will throw down to first. McLaughlin will apply the tag, but too little too late. Daniel Nunez so far in the month of August, 4 starts, 18 strikeouts so far for Nunez. That is the third most strikeouts in a month so far in 2024. His most strikeouts was back in the month of May, where he had 21 punchouts. And now that pitch will miss high for ball 2-2-1. 21 strikeouts in the month of May, 20 in the month of June. And July was his fewest strikeout month, where he had only 15. In 4 starts. 2-1 pitch on the way from Nunez. Yeah, that's a breaking ball that misses outside for ball 3. 3-1. Nunez was moved to the starting role spot when Caden Grice was placed on the injured list on June 23rd. One of two Ride players on the injured list at the moment, Caden Grice and Ryan Waldschmidt, who was added to the IL earlier this week. 3-1 with no outs. Pickoff attempt at first. You talk about Ryan Waldschmidt, the 31st overall pick in the 2024 MLB draft. A guy who was on a 14-game on-base streak to begin his time with the Rawhide. Suffering lower body discomfort, so as a result, placed on the IL. And hope to see him back. Ground ball over to third. Rojas to second for one. The transition to first base is in time. Ride go around the horn. Rojas, Crisantes, McLaughlin. Two down here in the inning. Brings up Brad Cumbas to the plate. The Ride make it look so smooth night in and night out. That double play is the 115th of the year. That leads the California League. So now two outs and base is empty. You got Cumbas at the plate here for the Grizz. First pitch on the way from Daniel Nunez, and that one is high for a ball. It's now 1-0.
At the plate, number 15, Brad Kumbis.
The Grizzlies already have two hits here in this ball game. Meanwhile, Visalia looking for their first after they went down in order in the bottom half of inning number one. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Nunez, and that one is in there for a strike. It's now 0-2. Nunez already two strikeouts in this ball game. You look at his last four starts. He's had five or more strikeouts in two of those four. Five in his last outing, and then on August 10th against Modesto, he had six. The 0-2 pitch on the way, and that one will miss outside for a ball. The count is now 1-2. Most strikeouts in a ball game for Nunez this year was that August 10th outing against the Nuts. 1-2, a two-way. Here comes the pitch from Nunez. It's a slider that misses outside. Try to get Kumbis to chase after it, but unable to do so. Two balls, two strikes, a two-way. Nunez will get the signal from his catcher, Kenny Castillo. The pause at the chest, Teal home, and that one's at the top of the strike zone. Strike three called, and it'll be the final out of the inning. So Daniel Nunez faces the minimum in inning number two after having to face six in the first inning. We're through an inning and a half here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies 1, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on ITV 53.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander.
Welcome back to Ride Baseball here on MyTV 53. Brian Perez remains on the mound for his second inning of work. And beyond Hal Ortiz, Drew Jones, and Ben McLaughlin do appear in inning number two. And now that pitch is outside, or inside, should say, for ball 2-2 and 0. $2 count all the way. Here's the deal from Perez. And that one is outside for a ball, and the count is out 3-0. Rye trying to look for early base runners in this ball game to try to counter that early run. We've seen so far in this series how quickly this Fresno Grizzly team can score, including the ball game where they won on Thursday night, final score 11-2. And already seven runs in the first five innings on Thursday night, so you likely look to avoid falling into that scenario here tonight. Ronel Ortiz would draw a four-pitch walk and bring up Drew Jones to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So you got Drew Jones at the plate. He'll take a slider outside for ball one. So now Brian Perez has began the frame with five straight balls, and now the catcher Darius Perry is making his way out to the mound to get back on the same page. Drew Jones batting 275 with 60 RBIs on the year and five home runs.
Your kids are going to love it.
275 batting average. A top 10 clip in the California League. 60 RBIs as well from Drew Jones. Top 10 in the league as well. He's tied for 8th alongside Randy DeJesus with the Inland Empire 66ers, who has 60. 1-0 pitch on the way to Drew, and that one is downstairs for a ball. And the count is now 2-0. Ryan Perez, a guy who has well over 50 more strikeouts than he does have walks, and he's looking to avoid having back-to-back to begin this second inning. Alvaro counter with the strike inside. It's 2-1. Perez, 5 innings of work in his last outing against Stockton last week. 2 earned runs in that ball game, including a pair of walks and 5 strikeouts. And now that pitch is in there for a strike. It's now 2-2. You look at Perez's performances so far in the month of August. It is 5 different starts, and he's had it at least 5 innings of work in all 5 of those games. 2-2 pitch on the way. That one's a bit inside, and the count is out 3-2. Last time, Brian Perez did not go 6 innings of work. You have to go back to July 20th at home against San Jose, where he went 4 2/3 innings of work, and he gave up 2 earned runs on 3 hits in that ball game. Runner in motion. That one sent in right field, and that one will land out in the pasture in right, and you see a lot of fans out there in the pasture here tonight. Fans continuing to pack in for fan appreciation night. As we mentioned, our final night regular season game of the year. The Rawhide looking to host another game here in a little over a week's time as they get ready to host the game one of the California League postseason, but they still got a little work to get done in front of them. Jones fouls that one backwards. Once again, Angel Ortiz put in motion. We've seen some good crowds so far throughout the week. Last night's ball game was the largest crowd of the series, 2,477 fans, back-to-back 2,000 crowd capacities here at Valley Strong, with Thursday night being 2,298. Payoff pitch on the way. Drew Jones has struck out, and there's now one down here in the inning. Bring up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. Former Arkansas Razorback will look to get some movement on the base paths right here. Outside pitch, Drew Jones on the replay. They talk about Ben McLaughlin, a guy who's batting 231 through 17 games with Visalia. He made his debut on the first game of the Modesto series, which is now 3 weeks ago. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. He had his first hit in that ball game, alongside his first professional RBI as well. The ball game Tuesday, August 6th against the Nuts. 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one fouled directly backwards, so the count now moves to 0-2. That 231 average for 17 games, 2 home runs, and 15 RBIs. That second home run of the season was earlier this week in the Wednesday ball game that Visalia defeated Fresno, final score 6-5. A balk is called here against Perez. So advance Angel Ortiz over to second. And for the first time tonight, the Rawhide have runner in scoring position. A great play here from Brian Perez. They never fully set, so runner here in scoring position here for Visalia. You got to take advantage of any opportunity this Fresno team provides. They're not a team who's going to give you very many free chances in the ball game. That pitch outside for a ball. The count now 1-2. We talked about yesterday's ball game. The Grizzlies committing 2 errors. They have the best fielding percentage in the California League at a .975 clip. And now McLaughlin, a swing and a miss, will strike him out. It's a second punch out of the frame here for Perez, and he's now up to 3 strikeouts on the night. That brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. But those 2 errors in yesterday's ball game for the Grizzlies, they led to 2 of the 3 Rawhide runs. And you think about the fielding error yesterday by Tommy Hopfe in left. Without that error, it would have been a tied ball game. And anything could have happened there. So the Rawhide, that one mistake from Fresno, also the throwing error by McCade Brown, were the difference makers in yesterday's ball game. And Got to think here in these last two games of the series. We've seen all sorts of different action, but what does this game have? Kenny Castillo's into left center field. Covering ground quickly in center is Caleb Hobson, and he had a long run to make that play, but he's able to get there in time. And after a leadoff walk from Angel Ortiz, three straight batters retired by Brian Perez, and we're through two innings of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies 1, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number three. We're leading things off. Will be the top of the order. Aiden Longwell, Caleb Hobson, and Braylon Wimmer. Aiden Longwell bats from the left side of the plate. He had the first hit of the ball game for Fresno. And now the pitch on the way. It's in there for a strike. It is now 0-1. No balls, one strike with no outs here for Aiden Longwell, who's so far in the series batting 3-4-11. Here's a pitch from Nunez, and that one is fouled off to the left side. The count now 0-2. Talk about the ball game yesterday for Longwell. Three walks. This is the first three plate appearances of the ball game that he was able to draw a walk. No balls, two strikes, and no outs. Here comes the deal from Daniel Nunez. And that ball is grounded over the right side and foul. Ben McLaughlin patrolling nearby. You talk about the outing last Saturday for Daniel Nunez. He had three no-hit innings before allowing his first hit of the ball game in the middle of inning number four. Daniel Nunez, five hits and three earned runs in that ball game. It was a very defensive ball game. The first three innings of that ball game, that Visalia would end up falling 5-4 on a walk-off to Inland. That ball is lifted into left center field. A long run for Drew Jones. Back at the wall, he'll have to hold up. Jones will play it off of a bounce. He'll get it into his shortstop, Torin. It is a leadoff double for Aiden Longwell. His second hit of the night. And it now brings up Caleb Hobson to the plate. We've seen two cycle watches so far here in this series for Fresno, one for Visalia, with Drew Jones nearly hitting for the cycle in the Wednesday night win. On Tuesday night, the Tuesday night of the series, it was Braylon Wimmer who nearly hit for the cycle. All he needed was a double to complete the feat. Upcoming pitch on the way from Daniel Nunez to Hobson. He's out in front of that one. The count now 0-1. So you look at the first two games of the series, both Visalia and Fresno had a chance to hit for the cycle. And then on Thursday night, it was a near cycle for Felix Tena, who all he needed was the triple. 0-1 pitch on the way. That one is outside for a ball. And the count is now 1-1. Felix Tena did pick up a three-bagger in his final at-bat of the ball game on Thursday night, but he would get it off of a single and an E9 in right field. 1-1 with no outs. Daniel Nunez looks at second before his deal home. His double check and his pitch, and that one is swung on and missed. Count out 1-2. Caleb Hobson so far this week batting 5-for-14, but yesterday a tough night for Hobson where he went 0-for-3 with a walk and two punchouts. One ball, two strikes with no outs. Daniel Nunez gets ready for the deal home to Hobson. And here's the pitch, and he's way out in front of that one, so Hobson will be struck out. It'll be the fourth strikeout of the ballgame for Daniel Nunez. And that strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So now it brings up Braylon Wimmer to the plate, who so far this week 6-for-15 and 1-for-3 in his ball game yesterday with a single, a walk, and a stolen base. Nunez will go through it once again as he is my bad before getting ready for the deal. This will be his 40th pitch of the ball game. Braylon Wimmer, one of already three hits in this ball game for the Grizzlies. That one sent into center field. Drew Jones, another long run, but he isn't able to get there in time for the second out of the inning. And throw to third base is not in time. So two down in the frame brings up Blake Wright to the plate. And we'll look at the starting defense for Visalia. Kenny Castillo behind the plate. Meanwhile, first is Ben McLaughlin. At second, Demetrio Crisantes. The shortstop tonight, Christopher Torin. Anderson Rojas plays at third base. Meanwhile, left field is Jefferson Pena. Drew Jones in center. Angel Ortiz in right field. And Modifi Marte, the DH for tonight's game. So they got Blake Wright at the plate. He's already reached off an E6 so far here in this ball game. Upcoming deal all the way from Daniel Nunez to Wright. And that one's on the inside corner. It's in there for a strike 0-1. You got Aiden Longwell over at third after the fly out to Drew Jones. And the Grizzlies trying to take a two-run lead here in the first three innings of this game. 0-1 with 2-A. Right-on-right matchup, ground ball to the left side. Torin will field it at the Rawhide Letters. His throw to first base a bit high, but Ben McLaughlin able to pull it in and make the grab, and the inning comes to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through 2.5 at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies 1, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of the third inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Modifi Marte, Jefferson Pena, Anderson Rojas do up here in the frame. Modifi Marte, a late addition to the lineup. Mentioned earlier, Yancel Luis was a late scratch dealing with knee discomfort. So as a result, Modifi Marte slid into the DH spot, which Yancel Luis was originally the DH for tonight's ball game at the one spot. So Modifi Marte slid in. Anderson Rojas was originally scheduled to bat eighth. So instead, he slid up into the one spot. Marte slid into eight. And that was the only changes made to the Rawhide lineup. But that is the second straight night that Yansel Luis was a late scratch in today's ballgame. 0-2 with no outs. Modifi Marte will get ready from the deal from Brian Perez, who was already up to three strikeouts in this ballgame. And this time, Modifi having to duck out of the way of that pitch, and the count is now 1-2. Visalia is still looking for their first hit of the night. They only had three in last night's ballgame. And Marte now a swing and a miss, strike three. So it is now the fourth strikeout of the ballgame for Brian Perez, and it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate.
The left fielder, number one, Jefferson
Second start of the series for Jefferson Pena. Last time we saw him make the start was on Thursday night in a ball game with the Rawhide lost 11-2. Here's the starting defense for Fresno. The pitch on the way, and the bunt sign pulled back by Pena. They count 1-0.
That's where I call a close count.
Tommy Hopfe was out there in left field for the second straight night. 1-0 with one away. Pena on a line over to shortstop. And Braylon Wimmer able to catch the quick line drive for out number two. Hard hit shot, bared up well by Pena. And that was his theme for the most of August for Pena, just unable to get balls to drop in play. That's another example of it right there. So now two down in the inning. It brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. But so far this series is 2-for-12, including an 0-for-4 ball game yesterday where he was able to walk and strike out once. 1-0, a two-way. Here's the pitch to Rojas. And that one's a bit low for a ball. It's now 2-0. Anderson Rojas so far on the year batting 245. This is his 100th game of the season. And that one is outside for ball three, 3-0. Anderson Rojas, last year he played with Visalia starting at the beginning of May, so missed the first month of the season. Last year he played in 93 games, so this is a new professional high for Rojas as he takes a four-pitch walk from Perez and now puts a runner on first with two away. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Now we got Corrine getting ready to step up to the plate. Ryan have only had a runner in scoring position once in this ballgame. Pickoff attempt at first as Rojas is able to dive back in safely. Rojas 32 stolen bases on the season. That is the most on this Rawhide team that is also top 10 in the California League. Oh, first pitch of the at-bat coming up here to Rojas. Here's the deal. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. That's 32 stolen bases for Rojas. It's the sixth most in the California League with Caleb Hobson with the Grizzlies being tied for the most alongside Ty Pete with the Modesto Nuts. 0-1 pitch on the way to Taurean. And that one is in there for a strike. It is 0-2. Taurean so far in the month of August, 25 hits. That is the third most on this Rawhide team with Dimitri Crisantes and Angel Ortiz tied for first with 29. Pitch on the way, ground ball to short. It'll be fielded by Wimmer. Sidearm toss to second base will be the force out that gets Rojas at second. And the inning will come to conclusion. Once again, the Rawhide are held hitless in the first three innings of the ball game. Fresno 1, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. We move into the top half of the fourth inning, where Tommy Hopfe, Felix Tena, and Tevin Tucker are due up in the frame. 5-6-7 for the Fresno Grizzlies in a 1-0 ball game at the moment. But that one run being scored in inning number one, thanks to the single from Aiden Longwell. A one deal on the way. That one is grounded to the right side and too far out of reach for Demetrio Crisantes. So it is a leadoff single. And it is the third straight frame where the Grizzlies have had a leadoff base runner. Take a look at the replay here. Inside pitch that kind of dips down and able to barrel it up through the middle of the infield. So Tommy Hopfe, his second hit of the series, will bring up Felix Tena to the plate. It was 0-for-3 in yesterday's ballgame. Tena was hit by a pitch from Casey Anderson that scored the first run of the ball game. There's a pitch from Nunez, and that one is swung on and missed. 0-1. One of the two runs that the Grizzlies scored in yesterday's ball game. And one pitch on the way. Here comes the deal home from Nunez, and that one is upstairs. They get away from Kenny Castillo. Tommy Hopfe will advance over to second base off the wild pitch. So now an early runner in scoring position here for the Grizzlies. This has been a Rawhide team who's been treading water with 500 baseball in their overall record since August 18th. That was the final game of the Rancho Cucamonga series. 1-1 deal on the way from Daniel Nunez. Here's the deal home. And that one has popped up in a shallow center field. Crisantes retreats backwards. He'll be called off by Drew Jones and center for the grab. And there's now one down here in the inning, bringing up Tevin Tucker to the plate. It's 11 straight games that Visalia have either been one game above 500 or at the 500 mark. You talk about that ball game on August 18th that the Rawhide defeated the Quakes, final score 8-1. The Rawhide were 57-56. It was the first time that Visalia had a above 500 record since April 12th against San Jose. That pitch fouled backwards, 0-1. So you think about 4 months where the Rawhide were not at 500. They were below. And then since then, the Rawhide have gone back and forth. They are 5-5 over their last 10 games. 0-1 with one away. Here comes the deal. And that one's popped up into right field, charging in as a right fielder, Angel Ortiz. He'll line that one up for the grab. And Tommy Hopfe won't think about going to third. So now two outs and a runner in scoring position. Back-to-back flyouts here. There was a stretch there for a little bit that the Rawhide were 7-3 in 10 games. And that's really that amount of stretch that allowed the Rawhide to get within a position to have a 500 record and better. So a two down here in the frame. You got Darius Perry at the plate, who's 0-for-1 so far here in this ballgame. Darius Perry grounded into the 5-4-3 DP back in inning number two. A two-out pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Darius Perry, last week he was or so far this week, 2-for-8, including a ball game on Wednesday where he was 2-for-4. He played the first two games of the series, Tuesday and Wednesday. He has not been in the lineup since then. No balls in a strike with two down. Now the umpires will get back on the same page. Home plate umpire tonight, Caleb George. Meanwhile, the first base umpire is Zach Hovind. 0-1 with two away. Upcoming pitch on the way from Daniel Nunez. It looks over at second where it's Hoppe standing there, and that one has swung on and missed for strike number two. Four hits compared to Visalia is none so far in the ballgame. Visalia has committed an error in this ballgame. It was back in the first that allowed Blake Wright to get on base. It should have been a 6-4-3 DP. 0-2 with two down. Daniel Nunez will stare down Perry to looking to get him out of the frame right here. Here's the deal, and that one's a half swing. Does he go around? He does not. And the count is now 1-2.
What?
He's on the outside corner, just barely missed outside. You take a look at the replay, and that one is right on the black. It may be just a bit outside. One ball, two strikes, a two-way. Darius Perry at the plate with 24 RBIs on the year. Here comes the deal home, and that one swung on and missed. Strike three, and Daniel Nunez now 5 strikeouts on the night, and he is through 4 innings of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Fresno leads this ballgame 1-0. You're watching Ride Baseball on MyTV 53.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Demetri Crisantes will lead things off here in inning number 4. It'll be the middle of the Rawhide order. Demetri Crisantes, Angel Ortiz, and Drew Jones, the meat of the Rawhide order. And Visalia is still looking for their first hit of the night. Demetrio gets ready for the pitch, and he rips that one into left field. That ball is back at the wall, and that ball is gone. See you later! Demetrio Crisantes has evened up the ball game in the bottom of the fourth inning. Demetrio knew it as soon as it left the barrel of his bat, and he had the little bat flip over to the Rawhide dugout, and that is one way to electrify the crowd here on this final night home game of the season. Inside pitch, turn and burn. First hit of the ball game brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! So how about that for a first hit of the ball game? And that's enough to get your team back on the right track. So now you got Angel Ortiz at the plate. And his deal, and that one is hit to the left side and foul 0-2.
card coming to you from Handles.
That home run from Demetrio Crisantes is now his sixth homer of the year. That is the second most by a Rawhide player, right behind Yancel Loy's team leading seven. And Ortiz will walk, go back over to the Rawhide dugout as they'll go grab a new piece of lumber. We've seen some good home runs so far this series, but that was one of them. As soon as it hit the bat, you could tell it was getting out of the yard. So no balls and two strikes. Here's the deal to Ortiz. Hits out on the left side. It's going to bounce off the glove of Blake Wright. It's going to sneak into outfield. So Visalia was hitless in the first three innings of this ball game, and now back-to-back base hits, and it'll bring up Drew Jones to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So with now a runner on first, it brings up Drew Jones to the plate, the Rawhide RBI leader, and Jones has to take a seat as he has to dodge out of the way of that pitch. It's 1-0. 60 RBIs on the year for Drew Jones, the first Rawhide player to get above 55. He surpassed Kenny Castillo to get to that 55 clip. 1-0 pitch, that one sent in to right. It's dropping quickly, and it's going to bounce in for a base hit. Anel Ortiz is going to round second base, and he's going to decide to go over to third. It's a late decision, and Drew Jones is able to slide into second base safely. A ball that was misplayed by the right fielder, Felix Tana, and as a result, Drew Jones was thinking two on Anel Ortiz. It took him a moment for the gears to turn, but he decides to go over to third base. We've already seen multiple times in this series that the Grizzlies have fumbled the balls in outfield. So instead of everybody advancing one base, they'll get two out of it, and it will go down as an E9. And we saw how Visalia took advantage of those errors yesterday. We'll see if they can do it right here. Visalia, three hits so far in the ball game. They've all come in this inning. Ben McLaughlin at the plate. Here's the deal home, outside ball one, 1-0. Mistakes happen, that's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. 1-0 deal on the way to McLaughlin. Through the left side of the infield, Visalia will have their first lead of the night. Angel Ortiz steps on home. It is a 2-1 Rawhide lead. Ben McLaughlin has seemed to have some important timely hitting since joining Visalia after the draft, and that's another example of it right there. McLaughlin right through the left side of the infield. Visalia 2-1. It is McLaughlin's 16th RBI of the year. And now four straight batters have reached in the inning for Visalia when the longest inning of the night for Brian Perez was four batters that he had to face. So it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate, but before that one will happen, we'll have our first mound visit of the ball game for Jerry Sullivan. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. So recapping the inning so far, a solo home run from Demetrio Crisantes, Angel Ortiz with a single. Then one batter later, Drew Jones dumps one into right field. A misplay by Felix Tana in right field. And then Ben McLaughlin, an RBI single through the left side of the infield. And now you got Kenny Castillo, who's just got one hit so far in this series. Kenny is 1 for 11, coming off of an 0 for 3 ball game yesterday. Kenny Castillo, top 3 in the Cal League in batting averages. And a swing and a miss on that pitch. It's now 0-1. Kenny Castillo, the third best batting average in the California League at a .287 clip. Angel Ortiz leads the Cal League in Angel. And this one is going to be dumped into center field for a base hit. Drew Jones will come home to score. And the Rawhide out now have a two-run lead over the Grizzlies. It is a 3-1 ball game here in inning number four. Off the edge of the bat for Kenny Castillo, and it drops in for a base knock. just his second hit of the series, and it's an RBI single, and now Modifi Marte will step up to the plate. Five straight hits to begin this frame here for Visalia. There's still no outs, and he got Modifi Marte, who is a home run threat. He's got three on the season. But during his time in the DSL, a 7-home-run year and a 5-home-run year in his previous two seasons. 0-1 with no outs. Marte will get ready for the deal. Here's the pitch. And Modifi watches that one clip the outside corner, strike number two. We've seen Modifi be a victim of last-second lineup changes out at Lake Elsinore, the first game of that series when the Rawhide were last out there in the month of July. Modifi was added as a starter 2 hours before the game started, and he had a three-hit day. On this occasion, however, Marte, a swing and a miss. He'll be the first out of the inning. And Brian Perez is now up to 5 strikeouts on the ballgame. So both Daniel Nunez and Brian Perez at 5 strikeouts apiece. And now it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. It ends a streak of 5 straight hits. Last time out, Pena with a line drive out to the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer. A lead over at second for the base runner, McLaughlin. Not a huge lead, as nobody's holding him on at the moment. Two base runners on the base paths at the moment. Not necessarily the biggest stolen base threats, but as we've seen this season, manager D. Gardner has not been shy to set up the hit and run. The 1-0 deal on the way, and that one's in there for a strike. It is 1-1. Pena on Thursday night, a 1-for-4 ball game where he did have an RBI, and now we'll watch his pitch miss outside. It's 2-1. Two and one with one away. The Rawhide have scored 3 runs in the inning. They're looking to add on to a couple more. Perez has pitched, and that one is in there for a strike. It is 2-2. 66 pitches so far for Perez through the first 4 innings of work. Get ready for 67 with Anderton Rojas awaiting on deck. Quick update on the out-of-town scoreboard out in San Jose. Rancho currently leads the Giants 6-4 in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Pitch on the way, slow ground ball. It'll be scooped up by Perez. His only throw is at first base. It will advance everybody 90 feet. So now 2 down in the inning, brings it back to the top of the Rawhide order, where it'll be the 8th batter of the frame, Anderton Rojas.
Number 35, Anderton Rojas.
So you got Ben McLaughlin at 3rd, Kenny Castillo at 2nd. And Anderton Rojas in a ballgame where he is 0-for-1. And here's the pitch, and a big swing and foul ball. It bounces off the thigh of the catcher, Darius Perry. You look at the numbers so far this season for Anderton Rojas against right-handed pitching. He's batting .241. Meanwhile, against lefties, he's batting .267. Catcher Darius Perry still appears to be shaken up, as the athletic trainer is going to have to make his way out to the mound, or out to the field. Athletic trainer Justin Wilson for this Fresno Grizzly team. They need to stretch out that right leg. It appears to be the problem for the catcher Perry. He'll appear to be fine and walk back behind home plate. A 3-1 ball game. Anderton Rojas will get ready to step back into the batter's box. Brian Perez has sat down the last 2 batters that he faced after giving up 5 hits to begin the frame. Here's a pitch. That one swung on and missed, and the count now 0-2. Rojas hitless in yesterday's ball game, looking for a base hit right now. 0-2 with 2 down. From the left side of the slab. Right on left matchup, and Rojas will get a piece of it and foul it off to the right side. Christopher Torin awaits on deck. He's the only batter that has not stepped up to the plate so far here in this inning. Got McLaughlin at third, Kenny Castillo at second. 0-2, a two-way, ground ball to the right side. It bounces off of the glove of the pitcher and fielded by the second baseman, Tucker. His toss to first base is in time, and the inning will finally come to a conclusion. Visalia takes their first lead of the night. Five hits, one error, and five and three runs in the inning. We head to inning number five here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide 3, Grizzlies 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic.
While that bat's going on, we're going to put
Four innings of work down, and Visalia has their first lead of the night. It is a 3-1 ball game here at Valley Strong. Daniel Nunez's pitch on the way. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Daniel Nunez up to five strikeouts so far in his ballgame. One shy of his professional high, which is set at six. A few outings ago against Modesto on August 10th. The 1-0 deal on the way, and that one is outside for a ball. And the count will now move to 2-0. Brad Kumbust, Aiden Longwell, and Caleb Hobson, 9-1-2, due up here in the inning. 2-0 deal on the way here from Nunez, and that one fouled directly backwards for strike number one. Kumbas struck out in his previous at-bat. He struck out looking one of those five strikeout victims. 2-1 with no outs. Here comes the deal home, and that's a broken bat shot to the left side of the infield. Torino will have to play it off of bounds. He'll throw over to first base in time. And a good play there by Torin. It was one of those plays where do you take it in the air or do you let it bounce? He had to eventually let it bounce and nearly fumbled it, but with the ball juggling around in his lap, he was able to recover and toss to first base. So now one down in the inning. Sends it back to the top of the order here to Aiden Longwell. Four straight batters retired here by Daniel Nunez. Dating back to last inning, and now that one is fouled off to the left side, 0-1. Aiden Longwell already single and a double. Could this be the fourth cycle watch of the series, the third for the Fresno Grizzlies? 0-1 with one away. The upcoming pitch on the way from Daniel Nunez home, and that was a check swing that's fouled backward. It is 0-2. Longwell quickly behind in the count. Daniel Nunez looking to sit him down for the first time here in this ballgame. 0-2 with one away. Here's the deal home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Six strikeouts for Daniel Nunez, and it ties his professional high. Two down here in the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. You see the break on that curveball that he's way out in front of. So now you got Caleb Hobson at the plate, who is 0-2 in the ballgame. Two Two down in the frame. Here's the deal. And that one is outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Caleb Hobson, the sack bunt back in the first, and the strikeout swinging in the third. 1-0, a two-way. Here's the upcoming deal to Hobson. Thought about it for a moment before he decides to hold back on it. So the count now 2-0. Hobson so far in the month of August batting 208. With 77 at-bats. He struck out 25 times this month. And now that one's in there for a strike. It is 2-1. Two home runs and 10 RBIs so far this month for Hobson. The guy behind him, Braylon Wimmer, is top two in the month on this team. And now he's swinging a miss, strike two. Braylon Wimmer, 25 hits in the month of August. That is the second most by a Fresno Grizzly player. He's looking to get an at-bat right here in the inning. Daniel Nunez trying to exit out right here in inning number five. 2-2, a two-way. And that one misses ball three. You see the disbelief in Daniel Nunez's face. He thought he had the final out of the inning. He was ready to walk back. You take a look at the replay here. And maybe what? Just a bit upstairs, not by much. So count goes full, 3-2, a two-way. Here's a payoff pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three, and Daniel Nunez, a new professional high, 7 strikeouts through 5 innings of work. We're halfway through at Valley Strong Ballpark Ride, 3 Grizzlies, 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of the 5th inning, where Christopher Torin will lead things off. Torin was the only batter to not step up in that 5-hit, 3-run frame for the Rawhide that gave them their first lead of the night. Torin so far in his ballgame 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a groundout. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Torin, and it's in there for a strike. It is 0-2. Torin, 2 walks and 2 runs so far in this series when you look at yesterday's ballgame. 0-2 pitch on the way from Perez, and Torin gets just enough of it to foul it backwards.
All right, here's that other set of numbers again. Be sure to check it. And if you got any questions, you want to check any of the numbers that have been called, do it up at the barrel.
Visalia out hitting Fresno in this ballgame, 5-4. 0-2 pitch on the way, and Torin checks swing, fouls it off to the right side. More of a defensive swing there for Torin, trying to protect the in the face, and right there fouls it off to the right side. You talk about Torin against right-handed batters so far this season. That one is grounded to the left side, and it's going to sneak on through. So Torin will have a base knock. It is his first of the night, And it's Visalia's sixth of the ball game, and a leadoff base runner to begin inning number five. Let's take a look at the replay there. Brian Prez's pitch inside and right at the belt, able to drive it through the left side of the infield. Green 258 against righties, and he was able to show off that batting average on the base hit. So now you got Demetrio Crisantes at the plate, who last time up hit a no-doubt solo home run shot that began that fourth inning. And now that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. The moment it left Crisantes' bat, you know, it was leaving the yard. It probably landed out in the skate park behind the left field bullpen. One ball, no strikes. Here's the deal to Crisantes, and that one is in there for a strike. It is now 1-1. Here's a look at the replay earlier. An inside pitch, and Crisantes turned on that one. He saw it at the very end of that clip. Doreen looking up, or Crisantes looking up, and he instantly knew he had the home run. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Demetrio, grounded over to the third base side. Blake Wright will throw across the diamond to first in time. One down here in the inning as advanced the runner into scoring position, Doreen. Just on top of that ball was Demetrio, so with one down, it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate, who is currently riding a five-game hitting streak, which is tied for the ninth longest active streak in the California League. He's also on a five-game hitting streak alongside Drew Jones as well. One-out pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. The count now 0-1. Angel Ortiz, 7 triples so far on the year. That is the fourth most in all the California League, with Yancel Luis having the most with 10. 0-1 pitch grounded to the right side. It'll be fielded by the first baseman, Longwell. He'll step on first base himself, so now two down here in the inning. Brings up Drew Jones to the plate.
Coming to the plate, the center fielder, number 6, Drew.
Well, here bottom of the fifth inning, it gives us a chance to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We're out in San Jose. The Quakes currently have a 6-4 lead over the San Jose Giants. That is in the top half of inning number 9. Meanwhile, out at Diamond Stadium in Lake Elstor, the Nuts currently have a 3-0 lead over the Storm in the top half of the fifth. And then lastly, out in Stockton, who got started at 7:05, it's a tied ball game 0-0 in inning number 3. First pitch to Drew. He's way out in front of that one. And the count is now 0-1 here to Drew Jones. Jones so far in this ballgame, a single and a strikeout. 6 hits so far in the series. That leads his Rahe team. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Drew, and that one misses inside for a ball. It is 1-1. Jones yesterday, a single and a walk. I mentioned just a moment ago that 5-game hitting streak for Drew Jones, the ninth longest in the league. 1-1 pitch, a good grab there by Darius Perry, able to keep the ball in front of him.
Just a bit outside.
Drew Jones, 60 RBIs and 5 home runs on the season. Looking to stay alive in the at-bat right here on a 2-1 count. He's got the hitter's count. And now here's the deal to Jones, and that one is swung on and missed for strike number 2. Looking for RBI number 61 of the season. 2 balls, 2 strikes, a 2-away. Pause and the deal from Perez, and Jones a chopper over to third. It'll be scooped up by Wright, and it's thrown to first base in time, and the inning will come to conclusion. A leadoff single from Torin, Wright unable to capitalize off of it. We're through 5 innings of work here in downtown Visalia. Rahe 3, Grizzlies 1. You're watching Rahe Baseball on MyTV 53.
Car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number 1 in Ford truck sales.
So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as...
Top six for Daniel Nunez is having a career night for Visalia. Seven punch-outs on the evening, surpassing his previous high six set against Modesto. And that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. Braylon Wimmer will step up to the plate to begin this inning. Wimmer will get ready for the deal home, leading this team in hits so far in the month of August. Top three for this Fresno Grizzly team. Only player with more is Felix Tana with 26. One ball, one strike with no outs. Upcoming deal on the way home from Daniel Nunez. And that one's hit to the left side of the infield to get past Taurine. So Braylon Wimmer has his second base hit of the night. And he'll bring up Blake Wright to the plate. Daniel Nunez will get ready for pitch number 70 here in just a moment. So he's looking very efficient so far here in this ballgame. Longest outing of his career so far has been six innings of work. That was on July 20th at home against the Inland Empire 66ers. That was a series right after the All-Star break. And now that one is in there for a strike 0-1. That was the Saturday following the five-day hiatus. Blake Wright so far in this ballgame 0-2. The ground out and reach off of an error. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Castillo throw to first base. And McLaughlin will apply the tag. And that one was probably one of the closer pickoff attempts of the night here for Kenny Castillo. He gave it a look, but just not in time. Here's the replay. High and outside. And Kenny throws to first base. And barely diving back in safely is Wimmer. 1-1 with no outs. Here's the deal. Ground ball to the third base side. Rojas will pick and throw to second for one. Down to first base, and it's in time. It's a second 5-4-3 double play of the night. And there's two down here in inning number six. Anderson Rojas picks it up, throws to second, and the transition to first base. And Anderson Rojas, who if you look at his MILB profile, is listed as a left fielder. And he's able to show off his abilities over the hot corner. So now it brings up the bat of Tommy Hopvey to the plate. Base is empty. It takes away the potential tying threat. And Hopvey swinging down to his knees. There's now one strike here in the at-bat. That previous play was our Geiger Electric play of the game. They're family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with honest and fair pricing that you deserve. Give them a call today at 559-302-9517. And a pitch from Nunez, and that one's in there for a strike. Count now 0-2. Daniel Nunez looking for his eighth strikeout of the night. Hopvey looking for his third professional base hit. The 0-2 on the way. Grounded up the middle. Daniel Nunez will field. He'll underhand toss to first base in time. And Daniel Nunez is officially through six innings of work here on this Saturday night. Visalia leads this ballgame 3-1. You're watching Ride Baseball on MyTV 53.
Safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un...
Here he is, the former Arkansas Razorback, Ben McLaughlin, stepping up to the plate, the ninth round pick in the 2024 MLB draft. Hard hit shot to first base, but Aiden Longwell continues to prove to be a wall at first base. That was a hard hit shot from Ben McLaughlin, and unable to get out of the infield, Aiden Longwell has made two or three fine plays over at first. So now to bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Kenny Castillo, 1-for-2 so far in this ballgame with a single and a flyout. Here's a pitch to Kenny, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Castillo, the right catcher, had the last 2 days off from behind the plate, and now a swing and a miss. The count is now 0-2. Castillo so far here in the month of August, batting .278. With 10 RBIs, a home run, and 24 total bases. 0-2 with one down. Here comes the pitch home to Castillo, and he gets a piece of that one, sends it into right field, but able to get there in time is Caleb Hobson, and this continues to prove why this is one of the best defenses in the California League. That was a well-hit ball. Hobson able to get there in time. And then over at first base, Aiden Longwell making the play on the McLaughlin hit. So now a two down, and brings up Modifi Marte to the plate. Bottom half of inning number six to give us a chance to take a look at the around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Here's the deal home, and Marte watched that one miss for ball one. One and no. At the high A level, Hillsborough currently has a 4-1 lead over the Vancouver Canadians heading into the bottom of the fourth. Meanwhile, at the double-A level, Amarillo and Arkansas currently knotted up 5-5. However, the Sod Poodles have bases loaded with two down in the bottom half of the ninth inning. They're looking to walk it off out of the Texas Panhandle. And then lastly, out in AAA, a swing and a miss for Marte, 2-1. The Reno Aces currently have a 3-2 lead over the Albuquerque Isotopes. And just going final out at Chase Field, the L.A. Dodgers defeat the Arizona Diamondbacks, final score 8-6. 2-1 with two away. Here's the deal to Marte. And swings and misses on a ball in the dirt, so the count is now 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes with two away. Marte looking to get a base runner here late in the inning. And a swing and a miss right here. So Brian Perez, another strikeout. And him and Modifi have a couple exchanged words to end the at-bat. Marte sat down for the third time tonight. However, Visalia has a 3-1 lead heading into inning number 7. You're watching Raleigh Baseball on MyTV 53.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna.
En Covia Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Covia Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Korea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Korea Health, más que medicina, vida.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. It is the August Fresno Grizzly hit leader stepping up to the plate, Felix Tena, against Daniel Nunez, who's got 75 pitches so far in this ballgame. First pitch on the way is in there for a strike, 0-1. Daniel Nunez so far in this ballgame, a new professional high in strikeouts, and he's one out away from his new professional high as this one's grounded to the left side. A diving effort by Rojas, who'll get up and throw to first base, but it is not in time. Torin was behind him providing the backup, and it would have been a tough play either way, and it will be a leadoff single to start the seventh inning. You see Torin had more momentum going to first. It was a long run for Anderson Rojas. But it's already a Rawhide team who's turned two double plays in the ball game, so you have to take that with a grain of salt. Try to get another one right here. Either way, you got Tevin Tucker at the plate, who was 0 for 5 in his last ball game on Thursday night. So far in the ball game for Tevin, he's been hit by a pitch. He's also flown out into right field. A 3-1 ball game with both teams sitting at 6 hits apiece. Both the Grizzlies and the Rawhide have committed an error so far in this ballgame. The upcoming pitch on the way from Nunez, and that one's a swing and a miss, and the count is now 1-1. Official update out of Excite Ballpark in San Jose. Rancho picks up the win against the Giants. Final score 6-4. So as a result, the magic number still stays at 7. And that one's in there for a strike, 1-2. The Rawhide can still shave down the magic number to 6 tonight with a Rawhide win. And now San Jose will have to look to the series finale in order to find a way to clinch the second half title. One ball, two strikes with no outs. Daniel Nunez will stare down the batter. Tevin Tucker working from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home. That one's popped up on the right side. Will it be enough to stay in play? And it will not. It will barely get over that dugout house on the first base side.
Good guy alert. He gave it to somebody, so that's good guy alert. Give it up for him.
That's Evan Tucker in a 1-2 count. Daniel Nunez looking to go through 6 1/3 right here with one recorded out. 1-2 with no down. Tucker from the right side, the right-on-right matchup. Here's the deal home. Swung on and missed, strike 3. And Daniel Nunez striked out another batter. This strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So Daniel Nunez now a new career high in innings pitched and a new career high in strikeouts with 8. You look at his stat line up to this point, 6 1/3, 6 hits, 1 earned run. 8 strikeouts, no walks. The one-out pitch on the way, and that one fouled directly backwards. The count now 0-1. Darius Perry, a 5-4-3 DP and a strikeout so far in this ballgame. 0-1 with one down. Nunez will pause from the right side. He'll get ready for the deal home, and way out in front of it is Perry. The count is now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away for the former UCLA Bruin. Daniel Nunez stares down Perry. Here comes the deal. That one is grounded to the right side. Nunez will scoop up. He'll toss over to first base in time. Two down here in the inning, and it brings Brad Kumbas to the plate. Not overcomplicating it there. You get the ball on the ground. You toss it over to your first baseman, and now a strikeout or any sort of ground ball or flyout could get you out of the inning. Kenny Castillo, we're going to do baseball here. Looking to go through seven innings of work. Last time we saw a Raleigh pitcher go seven, it was last week when Casey Anderson recorded seven on Friday night. That was a career-high outing as well for Casey on that night. With two down in the frame, the upcoming pitch on the way from Daniel Nunez, and that one is in there for a strike. It is 0-1. Kumbas looking to tie up the ball game, or at the minimum, get this team back within a run. 0-1 with two away. Here's the deal. And that one is outside for a ball, 1-1.
What?
Kumbas 6'6", 235 from Biloxi, Mississippi. He spent his playing days with the Mississippi State Bulldogs. 1-1 with two away. Here comes the deal. And that one is in the dirt for ball two, 2-1. Third professional season for Kumbas. Was out 1 year due to injury in the Colorado Rockies organization. Missed the entire 2023 season due to injury when he was placed on the 60-day IL on July 8th. And now that one will miss inside for ball three, 3-1. Impressive numbers during his time with Mississippi State, including in the 2022 campaign where he batted 302. His slash line 302, 347, 584, and 931 with Mississippi State.
Back to work.
And the 2022 team that also featured Landon Sims, who was on this Rawhide roster on opening night. Three balls, one strike with two away. Daniel Nunez will get ready for his 90th pitch of the ball game. Here's the deal home, and that one is downstairs for ball four. So Kumbas will draw the walk, and now runners on first and second with Aiden Longwell stepping up to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. That is the first walk of the night for Daniel Nunez. Manager Steve Solis will like to go with a pinch runner here, so Kumbas will check out of the ball game, and it looks like Luis Mendez will be the pinch runner. And now Manager D. Gardner, he's going to decide to play the game of chess as well, and Daniel Nunez's night will officially come to a conclusion. 6 2/3 innings of work and 8 strikeouts. It is a new professional high in both of those two categories for Daniel Nunez. We'll come back, and when we return, we'll have the numbers for the new pitcher in the ball game. Rawhide 3, Grizzlies 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month. Let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services?
look no further than Bowers Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right.
Well, manager D. Garner is going to go to the pen for the first time in this ballgame. This pitch of change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. And make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom. And bye-bye, Bug. Daniel Nunez's career night comes to conclusion. And it is Rio Britton, 6'2", 189, the 21-year-old southpaw out of Sacramento, California. Aiden Longwell is 2-for-3 so far in the ballgame. Here comes the pitch from Britton. And that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Aiden Longwell, the single and the double so far in the ballgame. He was one of 8 strikeout victims from Daniel Nunez. Upcoming pitch on the way from Rio Britton, and that one is swung on and foul tip for strike number 2. Rio Britton has the most games appeared in by a current active Rawhide player. It previously was Hayden Dirk. No balls, 2 strikes with 2 away. Rio Britton will stare down Longwell. A big pitch coming up with runners on first and second. Here's the deal. Holmes swung on and missed on a ball in the dirt. Kenny Castillo will toss to first base in time. And Rio Britton comes in and sits down Aiden Longwell on just 3 pitches. We're at the bottom half of the 7th inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide 3, Grizzlies 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILBF.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the 4th for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the bottom of the 7th inning. Justin Lohr will be the new batter, new pitcher in the ballgame here for the Fresno Grizzlies. This pitch change is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye Bugs. Brian Perez's ballgame officially comes to a conclusion after 6 innings of work, 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 of those earned, 6 strikeouts and 2 walks. 5 of those 6 hits coming in inning number 4, where the Rawhides captured 5 straight hits to begin that 4th inning, including Demetrio Crisanti's 6th home run of the year. 0-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the left side. It's a slow roller. Lohr will scoop it up and throw to first base, and that one's going to get away. Jefferson Pena will think about going to second before ultimately he stays at first. It was a slow ground ball over to the third base side. It had trouble written all over it. And Jefferson Pena able to outrun it. And you look at that spin from Lord, you realize how quickly he had to get that one out. And maybe if he's a right-handed pitcher, that's a little bit easier of a play for him to make. And instead he has a spin around and ends up throwing it away. It will not go down as an error, but it will go down as a hit. So you got Anderson Rojas at the plate, who's 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He tries to show bunt, but he's able to pull it back in time, and the count is now 1-0. Christopher Torin waits on deck. Rojas looking to contribute late in this ballgame for this Rawhide team. The Grizzlies are down to their final six outs of the ballgame. The 1-0 deal, runner in motion, throw down to second base. And Jefferson Pena able to get in there safely. Braylon Wimmer can't believe it. And now here comes manager Steve Solis on the way out to the first base umpire. I think even Jefferson Pena thought he was out the way. He had to dodge out of the way of that one. And Solis pretty fired up over there at second base. Second time we've seen the manager fired up in this series. We saw him fired up in yesterday's ball game. And Braylon Wimmer quickly, once he applied the tag, he thought he had him. Zach Kovic is the first base umpire for today's ball game. And Solis is going to let his voice be known before he makes his way back to that Grizzlies dugout. A long walk back from second base. Here's a look at the replay. The throw down to second base. And I think Pena barely gets that right hand in there. That is acrobatics to lift up that chest. It allows him to slide into second base safely. Here's another look at the replay. You see that right arm from Pena, and there it is right on the corner of the bag right before Wimmer applies that tag. And now a bot going to be called against Justin Lohr. What a change of events here in the last 15 seconds. And here comes Solis back out to the mound again. And Zach Kovic this time, he's going to meet him halfway. So Solis very vocal about this one now. And that just builds up on the fact that he thought that that out should have been at second base. Ryder 90 feet away from tacking on another run. So Solis can't believe it. And now he's having some words with the home plate umpire as well, Caleb George. Here's another look at that replay over at second base. There's a play between Jefferson Pena and Braylon Wimmer. And now that one's a strike on the inside corner. The count now 1-2. Another important thing about it is there's no outs with the runner on third base. It's been a series in these tight games that have been decided by just one or two little plays. This could be a big one right now. 1-2 deal. Ground ball to the right side. Sinks on through. An RBI single from Anderson Rojas. And Visalia now has a 4-1 lead in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Bazinga. Infield plays in, trying to prevent a run from scoring on a ground ball. And instead, Rojas puts enough velocity on that one to get it through the infield. Kevin Tucker too far away from it. So now back-to-back singles begin the frame against Justin Lohr. Second time we've seen him in the series. And now you got Christopher Torin stepping up to the plate. Lohr 6'5", 214. Pickoff attempt at first, a 21-year-old southpaw out of LSU. Drafted in the 13th round of this summer's MLB draft. No decision so far, and now the pitching coach is going to make his way out to the mound. It's Jerry Sullivan having a word with his new relief pitcher. This pitching change, or this mound visit, brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So now the home plate umpire, Caleb George, is going to make his way out to the mound to have a word with this mound visit. Lohr last pitched four nights ago on Tuesday night. In a ball game where he went one inning of work and one strikeout. So Sullivan retreats back to the first base dugout. As we're ready to resume play once again with Christopher Torin at the dish. A 4-1 ball game here in the bottom half of the seventh inning, thanks to an RBI single from Anderson Rojas. Infield plays back once again in another pickoff attempt, trying to keep Rojas honest at first. First pitch, and that one is upstairs and in there for a strike, 0-1. We talk about Justin Lohr, the former LSU Tiger. So far, his longest career outing, only one inning of work, it was earlier this week, and four hits on August 10th against Rancho. And now that pitch is in there for a strike. It is 0-2. Ordering his time at LSU, a 5.44 ERA with 86 innings of work, 86 hits, and 86 strikeouts. A lot of 86s along the board during his time in the Boot State. Runner in motion, throw down to second base, and Anderson Rojas will be safe. It'll be the second stolen base of the inning for Visalia, and now a 1-2 count for Green with the runner in scoring position. .33 stolen bases on the year for Rojas. It is a team-leading 33rd stolen bag. One ball, two strikes with no outs. The pause at the belt before the deal home from Torin. And that one is hit into right field. Should be playable by Tana. He lines it up. He makes a grab. Rojas is thinking to go to third. Here comes the throw by Tana. It is dropped by the third baseman, Blake Wright. Anderson Rojas should have been out at third, but Wright can't hold on to it. And now one down and a runner 90 feet away from tacking on and making it a 5-1 game. That was a really nice throw from Felix Tana. We've already seen him get an assist in this series on Wednesday night, or on Thursday night's ball game when the Rawhide lost St. Louis and Yancey Luis was gunned out at home plate. So the one down, it brings up Dimitri Crisantes to the plate, who's gotten on base in now 51 straight games. That is the longest active on-base streak in all of minor league baseball. You want some other streaks for Crisantes? 8 straight games, that is the second most in the Cal League. One ball, no strikes with one away. Infield plays in for the second time in this inning. Here comes the deal to Dimitrio, and he fouls that one backwards. 37 RBIs entering the day. He's sitting at 38. Looking to close in on 40 here on the season with the second of the night. One and one with one away. Moore will stare down Dimitrio. Holds at the belt. Here's the deal home. Crisantes lifts that one into right field. A long run for Felix Tana, but it's going to land out in the pasture in right field. With the direction that ball was headed, drifting away towards the foul pole, and that ball would have been caught by Tana, likely would have had enough to score Anderson Rojas from third. Dimitrio, 29 hits so far in the month of August. That is the fifth most hits in all of the California League. 1-2 pitch on the way to Crisantes, and that one's on the inside corner, strike three called. So Dimitrio struck out for the first time in this ball game. There's two down in the frame as it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. See the replay here, and Dimitrio thought it was a bit inside. Home plate umpire thought otherwise. The two down in the frame, Angel Ortiz gets ready for the pitch. He is 1-for-2 in the ball game with a walk, a run, and a single. Here's the deal to Ortiz, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Angel Ortiz, the second most hits in the series, right behind Drew Jones' 6. 0-1 with 2A. Here's a deal from Lohr, and that one will get away, and Rojas thought about it. However, he ends up staying, but the ball's going to be thrown away. Here comes Anderson Rojas. He will step on home plate, and the Rawhide add on another one. It's 5-1 here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. And look at the replay there. Rojas initially didn't go. However, the home play, the catcher, Darius Perry, thought Rojas would go no matter what, so once he got to the ball, he tossed it away, and now that ball is up into the night sky. Flip the bat, that ball is gone! See you later! A solo home run from Angel Ortiz gives the Rawhide a 6-1 lead in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Oh, buddy! Angel Ortiz knew that one as soon as it left the bat. He thought Demetrio Grisantes' home run was long gone. That one was even further out into right field. Look at Angel Ortiz staring that one over the Rawhide dugout. All smiles on the Rawhide faithful right now. A 6-1 ball game, and Justin Lohr's pitch misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Drew Jones steps up to the plate in a ball game where he is 1-for-3. 1-1 with two down. Here comes the deal from Lohr, and that one is inside for ball 2-0. Drew Jones, if he can add on and make it the third home run of the ball game, it would be Jones' first home run since July 9th. The 2-0 pitch on the way, hit to the right side, and a nice grab by Aiden Longwell for out number three. Visalia attacks on three more runs here in inning number seven, including a solo home run from Angel Ortiz. Visalia 6, Fresno 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
A new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Visalia trying to cut down the magic number to 6 with a win here tonight. Upcoming pitch on the way from Rio Britton, and that one is on the outside corner for ball 1-1-0. Taking a look at the rest of the Rawhide schedule, you got one more game at home tomorrow afternoon at 12.05 p.m. against the Fresno Grizzlies. And then the important six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes starting next week, September 3rd through the 8th, for the regular season finale. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Caleb Hobson. It swings and misses right there, 2-1. And with the way things are coming down to the wire, it's most likely the winner of that series gets in and the loser is done for the season. A 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is inside for ball 3, 3-1. There's still a big swing that could come up tomorrow with San Jose and Rancho playing against one another for tomorrow's series finale. Pitch on the way. That one is upstairs. A five-pitch walk from Rio Britton. Walk Caleb Hobson to begin the inning. And I now bring up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So despite what happens tonight, Visalia entered the evening with a two-game lead over Rancho. 33-25, Rancho 31-27. The pitch from Britton on the way, and that one is hit into center field. So back-to-back base runners here for Fresno. And now it will bring up Blake Wright to the plate. Wimmer has his third single of the evening. But you talk about those standings. The Quakes could make up a game if the Raleigh were to end up falling short in this ball game. Raleigh do have a five-run lead at the moment, so just six outs to make sure it's still a two-game lead heading into the final seven games of the season. Rio holds at the belt, looks at second. Here's the deal home, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Blake Wright, 0-for-3 in the ball game. He's reached once off of an E6. It's been the one stolen base of the ball game. It's been one of two stolen bases in this ball game for the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch from Britton, and that one is inside. Castillo will throw to first, and the tag applied by McLaughlin. Wimmer is able to dive back in there safely. So crucial times coming up tomorrow for both Visalia and Rancho, setting up an exciting series in 3 days. The 2-0 pitch on the way. Britton looks at second. Crisanta's nearby. Both runners in motion. Throw down to third. And it's a stolen base for Caleb Hobson. The stolen top three in stolen bases in the California League and the second successful double steal of the inning. So now Blake Wright, two runners in scoring position in a 3-0 count. There is slight movement out in the Raleigh dugout, but no one severely throwing at the moment. A 3-0 pitch on the way from Rio Britton. Here's the deal home. And that one's in there for a strike, 3-1 to Blake Wright.
Big summer blowout.
Blake Wright spends his time with the Clemson Tigers. Tommy Hopvey, who waits on deck with the Fresno State Bulldogs. 3-1 with no outs. Here comes the deal. This one's grounded to the right side. McLaughlin, a diving effort. Crisantas can't get there either. One run will come home to score. That's all it will be. An RBI single from Blake Wright is his seventh hit of the series, and the Grizzlies are back within four. It is a 6-2 ball game. It wasn't the hardest hit shot of the ball game, but enough to barely sneak through. And now you'll have the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, making his way out to the mound. His mound is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So three straight have gotten on base to begin this inning. It was a leadoff walk for Caleb Hobson, then Braylon Wimmer with the single, and then Blake Wright through the right side of the infield. Runners on the corners here for Fresno as Tommy Hopvey gets ready to step up to the plate in a ball game where he is 1-for-3.
At the plate for the Grizzlies, number 12, Tommy Hopvey.
Tommy Hopvey from Bakersfield, California, the ninth round pick from Fresno State. Incoming pitch on the way here from Rio Britton. And this one's grounded to the right side. A chance to turn two, four, six, three, and it is in time. It's the third double play of the ball game, and it's a crucial one here. It empties the bases despite a run coming home to score. It is 6-3 here in the top half of the eighth inning. 2-5-4-3 DPs, and this time Crisantes goes 4-6-3. three. He's been a part of all three double plays here in this ball game, and now it brings up Felix Tana to the plate. So Braylon Wimmer is the run that comes home to score. First time he scored tonight. And the first pitch of the at-bat is a check swing for Tana. He does not go around, and the count is now 1-0. Felix Tana singled in his last at-bat. Outside of that, he's 1-for-3. 1-0 pitch, and Tana swings and misses on a pitch way inside, and the count is now 1-1. Talking about that series between San Jose and Rancho, they'll get started an hour after us tomorrow afternoon out at Excite Ballpark, a 12:05 first pitch here in Visalia, a 1 p.m. first pitch for San Jose. The 1-1 deal, that one is fouled off to the right side, 1-2. So for their series, their season finale, the regular season finale, the San Jose Giants will play the earlier start time compared to the 5 o'clock start time that they added for a majority of the summer. 1-2 pitch on the way from Britton, swung on and missed on a ball in the dirt. Kenny Castillo won't have to toss to first base. Help plate umpire Caleb George says that is out, and the inning is over. Two runs come home to score for the Grizzlies in the top half of the eighth inning, but the Rawhide still have a comfortable 6-3 lead here in the top half of the eighth. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals. There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kauai Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are...
Well, the Rawhide have a two-run lead at the moment. It is 6-4 here in inning number eight. They're looking to add on a couple more insurance runs. It'll be Ben McLaughlin, Kenny Castillo, Modifi Marte do up here in the frame. Here comes the deal, and that one is fouled off to the left side, 0-1. New pitcher in the ballgame here for Fresno is the right-hander, Yancel Correa. The right-hander, 6'4", 210, 19-year-old out of Puerto Rico, drafted in the 18th round of the 2023 MLB draft. First time in the series that we've seen Correa on the mound. The 1-1 pitch on the way here to Ben McLaughlin. Deal home. And that one is outside for a ball. It is now 2-1. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Ben McLaughlin, two hits so far in the series, but he had an RBI single back in the fourth. He has seemed to have big hits whenever the Rawhide have needed them most. Over the last 3 weeks, he's been a part of the Rawhide. The 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is in the dirt for ball three, 3-1. Got Kenny Castillo awaiting on deck, who's also had a base hit in this ballgame. And Modifi Marte, who struck out on three separate occasions. 3-1 with no outs. Here comes the deal from Yunsel Correa. And that one is fouled off to the left side, 3-2. Correa comes into this ball game with no decisions and a 5.40 ERA. Five innings of work so far this season with six hits, seven runs, three of those being earned, five strikeouts and five walks. The 2-2 pitch on the way, and McLaughlin once again will foul that one off to the left side. For the Fresno Grizzlies in the top half of the ninth inning, it'll be Devin Tucker, Darius Perry, and Brad Cumbus. That is 7, 8, and 9. So the bottom of the Grizzly order due up in the final frame. Interested to see who D. Gardner is going to bring out for the ninth. Will it be Alexis Lobano on back-to-back nights looking for his third save of the series? Luke Craig was used in yesterday's ballgame as well, who's been used in a save opportunity this season as well. That pitch is downstairs for a ball, 3-2. You also look, well, Edgar Isaya, you used him in last night's ball game. So all three of the potential closing guys were all used last night. So are we going to see a back-to-back pitching appearance? Here comes the deal home, and McLaughlin will draw the payoff pitch walk. So a leadoff base runner here for Visalia as Kenny Castillo will step up to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Correa last pitched 6 days ago against the Stockton Ports in a ball game where he went an inning of work, four hits. And this ball's grounded over the left side. Tots first base in time. Kenny tries to dive head first into first base. And now there's one down here in the inning. Take a look at the replay here on the ground ball over to third base. And Kenny was hustling out of that box over to first base. You see him diving head first, but barely gunned out in time. And now with one down in the inning, it brings up Modifi Marte, who's 0-3 in the ballgame. Let's go over that stat line again for Yunsel Correa against Stockton. One inning of work on August 25th, three hits, four runs, one of those being earned. And in that ball game, a strikeout and no walks. The pitch on the way to Marte, and that one is ball one, 1-0. Modifi looking for his first hit of the night in a ball game where he's 0-3 due to three Ks. Ground ball to left side and foul. So the count now moved to 1-1. Right, trying to cut down the magic number to six here tonight. They're three outs away from doing that one. Modifi Marte will step back into the batter's box on what has been the largest crowd of the series. 1-1 with no outs. Pickoff attempt at second as Ben McLaughlin is able to dive back head first in time. Official announced attendance here on this Saturday night, 3,197 fans. One ball, one strike. Marte will get ready for the deal. And I will step out here, rig up one of the batting gloves before he gets ready for the pitch. One and one is the count. A glance at second. Here's the deal home to Marte, and he fouls that one backwards. So the count will move to 1-2. Ball game that has just recently surpassed 2 hours long. It's been a series so far where our shortest game, 2 hours and 19 minutes. That was the 6-5 Rawhide win on Wednesday night. 1-2 pitch on the way to Marte. He'll sky that one up into left field. In front of the warning track is left fielder Tommy Hotvy. Tagging up at second is McLaughlin. He won't go anywhere. He'll stay at third. One down here in the frame. I should say two down. So now you got Jefferson Pena getting ready to step up to the plate. In a ball game where he is 1-for-3 with a single and a stolen base, a run as well. Jefferson Pena will get ready for the upcoming pitch. Runner at second is McLaughlin. Here comes the deal home, and that one is downstairs for a ball, 1-0. Jefferson Pena, two hits so far here in this series. One in the ballgame on Thursday, and one in the ballgame here tonight. 1-0 deal, and that one is in there for a strike. It is 1-1. Largest crowd of the series. It has gotten larger each and every single night, with 2,477 coming into the ballpark last night. 1-1 with one away. Here comes the deal. And Pena will foul that one directly backwards, and it's now 1-2, two-way. Who do the Rawhide have lined up for inning number 9? We'll find out here in a few moments in a ball game that Visalia leads by 3, 6-3 the score at the moment. 1-2 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. Pena gets a piece of it, and he pokes it foul. 9 Rawhide hits so far in this ball game. Meanwhile, for the Grizzlies, they have had 8 in tonight's ball game. Visalia out hit the Grizzlies last night 3-1. The Grizzlies have out hit the Rawhide in 2 games, both Tuesday and on Thursday night. 1 ball, 2 strikes with 1 away. A 6-3 ball game here in Game 5 of the 6-game series. They glance at second base. Here comes the deal home. Pena, a swing and a miss. He'll be struck out for the final out of this inning. And we head to the final frame here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide leads this ball game 6-3. Watch Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. It is a 6-3 ball game here in the top half of the ninth. It is Devin Tucker, Darius Perry, and Brad Cumbis do up in the frame for the Grizzlies. And the pitch on the way from Rio Britton is in there for a strike, 1-1. Rio Britton looking to shut it down here, and Andrew D. Garner only using 2 pitchers in tonight's ball game. A check swing, and does he go around? He does not. And the count will now move to 2-1.
You can do it all night long.
Looking for the save right here. He has just one during his time in college as Rio Britton. Here comes the deal, and that one is fouled off to the right side. Cal will now move to 2-2. Rio Britton's lone save of his collegiate career came with the Oregon Ducks back in 2022, a year where he had a 3.2 ERA, was 4-1 in 34 appearances with the Ducks. The 2-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Strike three, and Tevin Tucker is sat down for the first out of the inning. Look at the replay there. Heavy breaking ball, lots of spin on it, and unable to barrel it up. So now you got one down here in the frame as Darius Perry steps in. He's 0-for-3 so far in the ballgame. First pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. It is 0-1.
He's on fire.
The Rawhide have not won more than two games at home in a series since the 2021 year where they picked up five wins at home against the Fresno Grizzlies. It was a series, is a season series that they lost 5-7 while at home. They have a chance to make some history right here. 0-2 with one away. Britton will stare down Perry. The 0-2 delivery on the way, and that one is fouled off to the left side. Daniel Nunez wins 6 2/3 tonight. And Rio Britton trying to piggyback it to the end. 0-2 with one down. Rio Britton will stare down Perry. And get ready for the pitch from the left side of the slab. Here's the deal home. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And Rio Britton has his second punch out of the ballgame. There are two away with Brad Cumbus stepping up to the plate. Something about this ninth inning in game-winning scenarios this series. You look at Wednesday night. It was a ball game where it was three strikeouts to pull off the win for Lobano. First pitch of the AB on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. You look at the ball game yesterday. A pair of strikeouts for Lobano as well. Rio Britton looking to strike out the side right now. 0-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. And the Grizzlies are down to their final strike in a 6-3 ball game. They're all looking to take the series lead 3-2 right here. No balls, two strikes, two away. Here comes the deal home from Britton, and that one is in the dirt for ball one, 1-2. One more strike to get to the magic number to 6 with 7 to go. One ball, two strikes, two away. Britton gets ready for the deal home. Here's the kick and the fire, and that one is barely outside for ball two, 2-2. Britton trying to shut the door right here on this Saturday night. Final night home game of the season. 2-2, a two away. Here comes the deal home, and it is outside for ball three, 3-2. This is Rio Britton's inning to close right now. He got two strikeouts to both Tevin Tucker and Darius Perry. He needs one more to close the game. Payoff pitch on the way home. Here's the deal from Britton, and that one is outside. Ball four, a two-out base runner, and we go back to the top of the order in the form of Aiden Longwell. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So Aiden Longwell is a single, a double, and a pair of strikeouts in this ball game. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound to get on the same page and get this final elusive out of this ball game. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Rio Britton struck out Tevin Tucker. He struck out Darius Perry on three pitches. And now the home plate umpire, Caleb George, is going to make his way out to the mound and tell T-Mart to make the way back over to the Rawhide dugout. Long relief outing here for Rio Britton. He just needs one final out. Trying to go 2 1/3 to pull off this win tonight. First pitch of the AB to Aiden Longwell, who's batting 308 on the year. Here's the first pitch, and that one's going to kick away from Kenny Castillo. The count now 1-0. Aiden Longwell, a 20-game on-base streak. It is the fourth longest in the California League. Runner in scoring position is Brad Kumbas. Pitch number 35 coming up here from Mario Britton. From the left side of the slab, 1-0, a two away. Here comes the deal home, and that one clips the outside corner. It's in there for a strike, 1-1. Two more strikes for Rio Britton. 1-1 with two away. Britton holds at the belt. A lot of discomfort in the Rawhide crowd at the moment. The 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one top of the strike zone. It's in there for 1-2. Trying to ring these cowbells to victory on this Saturday night. Fan appreciation night. Rio Britton looking to shut it down right here. A runner in scoring position. 1-2, a two-way. Britton from the left side. Here comes the deal home, and it is upstairs. Ball two, 2-2. The Grizzlies making this a difficult final out to get. Not going down easily. 2-2, a two down. It's just Longwell and Britton here at Valley Strong. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the right side. It is foul. Ben McLaughlin gave it a look for a moment. A long extended at bat between Aiden Longwell and Rio Britton. This would be pitch number 6 of the at bat. 2-2, a two-way. Britton will stare down Longwell before he'll spin off the mound. Nobody covering second, but it's just enough of an effort to force the runner at second to go back to his spot. Two balls, two strikes, two-way. Rio Britton will stare down Longwell once again. Here comes the deal home. Swung on and fouled to the left side once again. It's an eerie quietness inside of Valley Strong Ballpark. One of the quietest moments it has been all night long for the largest crowd of the series. Two balls, two strikes, two way. It's a 6-3 ball game in the top of the ninth inning. Britton once again will deal to Longwell. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And the Rawhide captured game 5 of the 6-game series. Final score, Rawhide 6. Grizzlies 3, and they now command the series 3-2. Final score, Visalia 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. For Fresno, it is 3 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. Tomorrow night will be game 6 of the 6-game series at 12:05 p.m. Rio Britton comes in and piggybacks off of Daniel Nunez, who had a career night and is able to pull off the win for the Rawhide, as a look to go for the series win tomorrow afternoon right here at home. We'll step aside for our radio broadcast. We'll cover our post-game coverage for our TV broadcast. Until we talk tomorrow afternoon, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
American Business.
All right, fans. All right, heavy 3-2 series lead over the Fresno Grizzlies going into the series finale tomorrow afternoon at 12:05 p.m. Final score tonight, Visalia 6, Fresno 3. We go through this ball game from the top, and for the fifth straight game, the Rawhide found themselves down to begin the ball game. Aiden Longwell with a leadoff single. Two batters later, Braylon Wimmer would have a single as well, and it would be Aiden Longwell who would come home to score. So at the end of one inning of work, it would be a Fresno 1-0 lead. However, the Rawhide would score their first runs of the night in the bottom of the fourth inning. It was a no-hit ball game for Brian Perez in his first three innings of work. And the first batter of inning number four, Dimitri Kersantis, a no-doubt shot over the left field wall, giving the Rawhide a tied ball game 1-1. Then five straight hits to begin the inning. It'd be a solo home run, four straight singles before Modifi Marte would end up striking out. But the Rawhide, as a result of those five hits to begin the frame, they would score three runs in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And then in the top half of inning number seven was when the Grizzlies would try to get back into the ballgame. The top half of the eighth, they would try to score two more runs, but too little too late. The Rawhide would score three more runs in inning number six, including a solo home run from Angel Ortiz, two batters removed from an Anderson Rojas RBI single. And, man, if you thought the Kersantis home run was launched out of the yard earlier, wait till you see the Angel Ortiz home run. That ball was crushed over the right field pasture. And just like that, the Rawhide had the lead. And then one run would come home to score for the Grizzlies in the top half of the eighth inning. But that is all it would end up being, as Rio Britton would have to have a long, hard-fought final out to close out this ball game, as he would strike out Aiden Longwell as he faced four batters in the frame. It is the second time in this series that the ninth inning has come to a conclusion with three strikeouts from a Rawhide pitcher. Final score tonight, Visalia 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. For Fresno, they have three runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. What's up, side? And when we come back, we will take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's Game 6 of the 6-game series and the regular season finale here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We'll be right back. Rawhide win on this Saturday night. You're listening to Rawhide postgame at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Final score tonight, Visalia 6, Fresno 3. Taking a look at the rest of the California League, only one other game has gone final. It is Rancho and San Jose, with the Quakes defeating the Giants, final score 6-4. Around the rest of the California League, Modesto leads Lake Elsinore 6-3 in the top of the ninth inning. And then out in Stockton at Banner Island Ballpark, the Sports currently have a 5-2 lead over the Inland Empire 66ers. Moving around the rest of the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, out at the high A level, Hillsborough currently has a 5-1 lead over the Vancouver Canadiens. The former save leader, Jordan Chalas, is on the mound for the Hops, looking to close out that ball game out of the Northwest. Meanwhile, at the double A level, Amarillo defeats Arkansas. Final score is 6-5. And then at the triple A level, it is a 3-3 ball game in the top of the ninth inning between Reno and Albuquerque. At the major league level, it is the Arizona Diamondbacks that end up falling short to the LA Dodgers. Final score 8-6. Moving back here to Valley Strong Ballpark tomorrow afternoon, it'll be Stu Flesland, who is 2-2 with a 4.01 ERA, against the right-hander Denny Laronda, who's 5-5 with a 3.80 ERA. He's got 96 strikeouts on the year, so he'll look for the 100th strikeout of the season and look to be a top 10 strikeout leader in the California League. It's a 12:05 first pitch tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, should say, so we'll be live on the air starting at 11:55 a.m., and you can watch pregame coverage starting at 11:30 on MyTV 53. For tonight's ball game, one final time, Visalia, six runs, nine hits, and one error. Meanwhile, for Fresno, they had three runs, eight hits, and two errors. It took us 2 hours and 19 minutes to play tonight's ball game in front of a crowd of 3,197 fans here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Until we talk tomorrow afternoon, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide. But we are not.